Okay. All right, I gave page Shir Chazar 2 and 3. The page 2 should be page 2 for Shir 3. Okay, I was out of order. Second page and the third page you should invert. Okay. You'll find it in your view. You'll find it, okay? Okay, let's begin. Okay, we're up to Bavam and Aleph. Second question. How do we explain the Shaila of Miucheres Mahu? The Gemara has a Shaila that Miucheres, whether that Lashon is good or not. So we explain that Miucheres, the Rav explains, not a Shaila in Lashon, it's a Shaila in Din. What the Din of Miucheres is based on. We said it's based on the following. Miuched means the Shittas HaRambam and Hilchos Malachim. Rambam writes in Perek Tal HaDalid that a Pilegish is only mutter for a Melech. How is a Melech able to be Kona, a Pilegish? Through Yichud. That's the Lashdam Yuchedis Li. A Hedjot is Usser with a Pilegish. A Hedjot is only mutter with an Amei Vriya Bilvad Acher Yud. So we say, why does the Rambam all of a sudden talk about Amei Vriya by a Pilegish? Who cares? What does it have to connect with the fact that a melech is mutter with a pilegish? The answer being that yichud is the clincher. And the concept is that pilegish is an example of ishus that has no kinyan ishus. Meaning it's mutter through, it's mechudish through, the kinyan ishus is manifests itself through yichud. It's not considered to be a regular kedushin. And therefore, that's the commonality that we have between a Pilegish with Yichud, with a Melech, and the concept of Amei Vriya as well. That's why the Rambam lists Pilegish as one of the 18 wives that a Melech can marry. Because a Pilegish really is a wife. And it's emblematic of a situation where the Ishus is acquired through Yichud. That's what this means, this Chiddush, and that's why I wanted to bring out this concept of what Amei Vriya, because Amei Vriya also is a concept of Kedushin that is created without a Maisa Kedushin. It's Kedushin without a Maisa Kedushin. There's no Ketzef Shtar and Via for Pilegish. It's Yichud that creates it. There's no Ketzef Shtar and Via for what? There's no Ketzef Shtar and Via. I mean, even though the Rambam Paskins that most Rishonos L'Kedushin didn't do, and the Adon what acquires with the original Shivcha, but later on there's no Maisa Kedushin. It's enough with her Das. And therefore, that's what the Lashon of what Miuchad means. Miuchad means that the special type of Ishus that we have by a Pilegish with a Melech, that he acquires her without a Maisa Kedushin, namely with Yichud, and so too we find by an Amei Vriya with the Hedyot we have, is also okay because there's no Maisa Kedushin either. Granted, there is Kesef based on most Rishonos L'Kedushin Nitnu, but that's only L'Mafreya. That's the Pashas, the way it works. You don't have a Maisa Kedushin later on. That's the Shaila, is it really L'Mafreya or not? Minchas Chinuch said it was like an Eshish L'Mafreya, and we said the Tais HaRosh said it was Eshish L'Mafreya, but it's not so Poshit, we said. We said the Reb Chaim said in the Rambam that you're not an Eshish L'Mafreya, so the Kedushin clicks in later based on the Kesef originally. So that's what we said the Lashon was with what? With Miyuchud. That answers number two. Number three, how do we explain the Lashon of Miyuchudly? Gemara has a suffix. What the Lashon of Miyuchudly is. Also, it's left as an Ibayat Lo Ipshito. Why would Miyuchud be good? So we explain based on the Rav that even on the Sad, that Miyuchedisli is what? Even on the Sad, that Miyuchedisli is considered to be what? It's not considered to be good. It's possible that Miyuchedisli might be good. Why is Miyuchedisli good? Because it's referencing Yeyu. Kedusha Yehud. And therefore we said that we know that Kedusha Yehud, of course, is good. Basically, we said based on this, and please get it, there are four types of Ishus. There's regular marriage that's created through a Maisa Kedusha Kesher Shtar Uviyah. That's number one. Number two, there's Yehud. That is regular marriage that's created without a Maisa Kedusha. Number three, there's the Shifcha Harufa, where there is a Maisa Kedusha, but it's not complete. It's a different genre of what? Of Ishus. It's incomplete. And number four is Ishus of a Melech to a Pilegish, where there's no Maisa Kedushin and it's not a regular marriage. But we said that Loshem Yuedisli is highlighting this notion of Yehud, which is a regular marriage without a Maisa Kedushin. And that's why we said that even on the Tzad, that Yuedisli might not be good, Yuedisli might be good. Fine, that answers number three. Number four, what was the Malach we said regarding Bedin Charufasi? Gemara says, ask the Shaila about Charufasi. Right? The Gemara had 10 Lashonos, we said 10, 11 Lashonos, the left is an open question. The only one the Gemara answered was Lukukasi is a good Kedushin, because Kiyika Kishisha. But Charufasi, the Gemara asked the Shaila. So what's the Maskonos of Gemara? The Gemara has a Machlaikis, let's just get it between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Krishna Stafiralah. What is the Shifcha Charufa? So in the Havamina of the Gemara held like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Shifcha Charufa is a Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin, that is considered to be what? Married, half of her is married off to what? Someone that is considered to be permissible for her. That's a sheep that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel defines the Shifcha Charufa in the Torah as being what? Shifcha Kanan is fully, that's Muretzis Levit Ivri. But Rabbi Akiva writes a Shifcha Charufa is Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin, finished. Rabbi Shmuel learns that it's a full shift of Kananis, that's Moresis Levit Ivri. So we said the following. From the Maskanis of our Gemara, the Gemara says, Rimekadish, a woman with the Lashon Charufasi, it's also a Suffolk Kedusha. In the province of Yehuda, though, it's good. Because in Yehuda, they used to call it Arusa Charufa. That's the evidence that we have in the Gemara. However, if you look in the Rambam writes the favors that Rimekadish, a woman with Lashon Charufasi, it's good all over the world. No matter what it is. So the Ran says, how can it be? The Ran says against the Gemara. The Gemara said it's only good in the province of Yehuda. So we point out the Ran explains that the Ran holds like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning the Havamina of the Gemara was like Rabbi Akiva. That Shifcha meant what? Half of her is free and therefore you can talk about Kedushin. The Maskana of the Gemara is according to Rabbi Shmuel where she's fully a Shifcha Kananis. And if she's fully a Shifcha Kananis, there's no Lashon of Kedushin that exists at all. Because she can only be molested to an Eved Ivri. Therefore, there's no kash on the Rambam. The Rambam will say the Maskan of the Gemara is a leader of Rabbi Shmuel. I hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's definition of a Chetzi Shifcha, of a Shifcha Charufa, is Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin. And what's the din in such a case? That there is Kedushin that could be chal on half of her, she's free. So therefore, when you say Charufa, it means a Lashon of Kedushin. Therefore, the Rambam writes, if you say Charufa, it's good, because Rambam holds like Rabbi Akiva, therefore, it's not against the Gemara of Bichlal. That's why we said that what is the case if you hold like Rabbi Akiva? You have four men and one woman, right? The woman is a Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Bas Chayrin, right? She's what? She has two masters. One master freed her, of course. One master still owns her. A third man is married off to her. An Eved Ivri, let's say. Or not just an Eved Ivri, any man, a free man. Right? And then a fourth man is Mezana with her after they receive. The fourth man gets Korban, Shifcha Charufa, Ashram Shifcha Charufa, and the woman gets Malchus. This is a unique case, because Tia, based on the Gemara Kris, is a split punishment. Because usually in the adultery, they have the same punishment here. It's a split punishment. The man gets a Korban, the woman's Chayv Malchus. So that's how we solve the Rambam, Legavi Charufasi. Vaitim. Five. What was the Malchus that we said Legavi Din Gamri Kedusha Rishon? Just Poshup Shad. We had a Machlikus in Gittin and Gimel and Beis, Amoroyim. You have a Chatzi Shifcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin that's Mekudeshes and is free. What's the din? Do we say Pake or Gamre? Do we say the Kedushin implodes, that's Pake? Or do we say Gamre, which means that the Kedushin is completed because when she comes free, we assume the Kedushin is Nispashit to her fully and she becomes a free woman. Machloikis and Gittin. How does the Rama Paskin, Peritalu, Pasish, Lokatet Zion, Rama Paskin's Beferish, Gamre? That when she's free, she becomes fully a good Kedushin, and you do not need a new Kedushin. However, we did say the Rambam writes that if another man comes in his Mekadisher after she's freed, what does the Rambam say? It's a Suffolk Kedushin L'shneyan. We said the Rambam said that's crazy. Rambam said if it's Gamre, then we should assume that what? If it's Gamre, we should assume that what? The second Kedushin is not Chal. The first Kedushin is completely valid. And how could the second Kedushin be Chal? That was the Rive that screamed at the Rambam. How could it be? We said a very similar Rambam in Pirik Zayin, Aluch Yud Beis and Chosishis, where if a man says, Harayam Kadesh Li Me'akshu Malachar Shloshim Yom, we said the Aluch is, if someone's Mekadesh in the middle, also Mekadesh Li Sofik L'Shneim. That's the Rambam passes like a Be'echel. So what's the shot in this Rambam, we said? How do we defend the Rambam from the Rive that's tiny? So we wanted to describe the following, that the truth is there's quality and quantity. And the truth is that the reason why the full kedushin is stopped is because she's half a shifcha. That stops the full kedushin from being chal. Once you remove her from being a shifcha, you free her, then therefore the qualitatively the kedushin will be chal. And therefore we said gamre means once you free her, the kedushin expands to be fully a good kedushin. So qualitatively it's a good kedushin, but quantitatively there's still some half of her that is open to what? To have a kedushin to another man. And therefore the Rambam writes, if another man comes around, at least it'll create a suffic kedushin, because quantitatively half of her is still open. We cannot say pashtan the quantitatively. And therefore, since we cannot say quantitatively, therefore there's quantitatively half of her that's open to have a kedushin to another man, and there will at least be time suffic, the kedushin will be chal. That's how we wanted to suggest the pshat and the shittas on Rambam. Okay? That's what we said the Mahalik was in the Rambam. That's why we said that we understand that the truth of the matter is you should not be bothered by if you're chayiv misa on the chetzi shivcha tzibeschon shishtachro, so how can someone else's kedusha michal? The answer is the kedusha are chal on the half of a woman that's open. You're chayiv misa on the what? The half of the other woman that's married to the other man. Fine. Six. How do we explain the din of lo yeh lo esik yimohed? Gemara said on the bottom of Olmanav, anyone who doesn't know any dinim of Hilchos Kiddushin and Hilchos Kiddushin, she have nothing to do with. Lo yeh lo esik yimohed. Nothing to do with the person. So we had a Taisus here, second last place on the Amud, that said from the Gavalt Gavali, at least is Rabbeinu Azriel. Rabbeinu Azriel said, what it means is lo yeh lo esik yimohed, you should not speak to women frivolously. In other words, the Poshup Shah in the Gemara is you should have nothing to do with a Dayan that knows nothing about getting Kiddushin. That's what Rashi said. Maybe he'll matter in this area. Rabbeinu Israel had a different Pshat completely. It means you shouldn't speak to a woman in a frivolous manner and say, joke around with her, or give her a ring and say, Hariyam Kudesh Asli. Oh. But we had a difficulty on this Rabbeinu Israel, Tysus asked. That's good by Kiddushin, I can understand. The Gerushin, what's the big deal? The Gemara said you shouldn't hang up, you shouldn't be frivolous with a woman regarding Kiddushin and getting Kiddushin, I understand. You give her a bottle cap, jokingly, you'll become Kiddushin. But Gerushin, if you joke around giving her a get, and let's say it is a good get, and they think they're not divorced, what's the big deal? So they'll stay married. What's the big deal? What's going to happen so bad? That's what Tysus asked on Rabbeinu Israel. She said, Stark Akasha. So we said, what's Pshat in Tysus? What do you mean what's going to be? Why is it so bad? They all think that what? They're really divorced. They'll think they're still married. They'll live together. That's an issur of living with a woman out of the context of what? Of marriage, which is the issur lav of kedushin. Rambam writes in the Chassidus Perek Alpha Lachadala that if you're both a single woman without kedushin, you're over losia kedushin. Yichai Malchus. So what do you mean nothing's going to be so bad? So he said mikan raya that Tosos by the fact he asked the kasha on Rabbi Israel like must hold like the Ravid. Now, what's the Yisrael of Pnuya? A woman that's a prostitute that's mocked herself to everyone. But if you're living with the one woman, that woman is not mocked herself to every man. She just lives with you specifically. According to the Shittas Haravid, there is no Yisrael of Kedesha at all. None whatsoever, we said, because it's only when she's mocked herself. Whereas, Rabbeinu Israel must have held, like the Shittas what? Shittas Harambam, that what? That you're over in Yisrael Av of Kedesha anytime you live with a woman out of the context of marriage. Even if she's the woman you're living with on a constant basis. And she doesn't live with other men. Rambam says that's still in Yisrael Av of Kedesha. That's where Rabbeinu Israel must hold stuff about as well. And that's why he was so concerned with what? Being frivolous. Not just by Kedushin, but also Gerushin. Because they'll think they're divorced when in essence what? They're really what? They'll think they're still married. When in essence they're really divorced and they'll live together. They'll be over to Yisrael Av of Kedesha. So he's lined up for Rabbeinu Israel like the Rambam. And places by the fact he has the kasha like the Riven. We just added on one addendum to that is that according to the Riven and Tysus, if she's miyuchud, so what you live with her? How does that get rid of the Yisra of what? How does that get rid of Yisra? What matters? What gets rid of the Yisra of Kedesha? You're living with her. What matters the Yisra of Kedesha? So we explain the pashtus is that you don't have to be any Yisra. The Riven holds there's no Yisra. There's no Ophi of Yisra. The Ophi of the Yisra is a woman that's mocked herself. You don't have to mock her anything. She's the woman that you're living with. She doesn't live with any other man. There's no Yisra to talk about. So you don't have to mock her anything. Oh. And also we pointed out that obviously Rabbeinu Israel is saying a guy can't say, oh, I was just joking. How do you know you're just joking? Dvar Shibalei, Einam Dvarim. We don't care what you were thinking. Apparently, thus, you said what you said. You said, how are you ever going to? She gave her the bottle cap. How can you say that what? I can see we're joking. So obviously, Rabbi Israel is anchored by that din of the Rosh Hashanah and of Yom. So I want you to get this. Lo Yileos Mimon, the Homa Halach. Machlokes Rashi, Rabbi Israel, what the Sefchad and the Homa Halach who said in Rabbi Israel. Viter. Number 7. What do we say regarding the Nebot Ladate to Kol Adam? The Gemara had said that if you use a Lashon Shukasi in the province of Yehuda, it's a good Kedushim. Places we are talking, Shit and Lom Rulmi, bothered by Akasha, there is a din of Bot Ladate to Kol Adam. The Gemara writes in Shabbos on Dapsadi that the Anchi Hutzel used to be experts in carrying things on their head, baskets. And anyone who carries something in an irregular fashion, we know it's not Chayav Skila on the saw. Anything you do Shloka there, it's not Chayav Skila for. So what does the Gemara say there? They're experts. That was the Derech. They carried things on their head. Still, the Gemara says, nonetheless, they're Potter. Because for everyone else in the world, that's not the Derech of carrying things. Butla Daito, Eitzel, Kol Adam. Correct? That was the Kash we said. You remember we said that? The Taz and Shulchan Aruch said, why is there in a category called Istinus? In Istinus, should there be no such category. Why don't you say Butla Daito and Kol Adam? What do we answer? Taz says, because the strong minority. You say Butla Daito and Kol Adam by a what? By a weak minority. In that same vein, the Sheikh Alon Nor, let me ask the following Kash. He said, why do we say that if you say Lashon Harufasi in the Medina of Yehuda, it's good? That's only in the province of Yehuda. All over the world, no one says Harufasi is a Lashon of Kedushin. So make a thing, it should be good in the province of Yehuda. You should say Batla Deitha, let's go other places. We have Zakin at this Kasha, Shitin Lono Rumi at this Kasha. How could it be? Based on that Gemara Shabbos of what? Anchi Hutzel. So we answered the following, Shitin Lono Rumi said, that you only say by a city, Batla Deitha, let's go other. By a Medina, a province, the multitude of people. Very much like that Taz, we said. It's a strong minority. On a strong minority, you don't say Butla Daita to Kol Adam. And therefore, in such a case, we would assume that the Kedushin would be Chal. Yehuda is a Medina. And therefore, they have what to rely on based on the Pasuk also. Dechziv Necharef Slee should certainly be all like a Bekiva too. So therefore, that was the Pshat that we said on Butla Daita to Kol Adam. 8. How do we explain that Amalot should Pasuk our Abu Teres with Kol Adam? Oh. Gemara says the Feirish that if you want to free your Shifcha Knanis, it says in the Gemara on Bava Mebeis, the top line, say your Shifchas Aram Eterf Kol Adam, it's a nothing. Doesn't work. Klum. Why doesn't it work? Oh. So here, we explain the following. Rashi Koshim Shad says, when you talk about Aram Eterf Kol Adam, the way we said it from Rashi is that you need to what? It's really an incorrect statement, we said. Why? Because Muteris is not shayach by a star shichur. Because once you go free as an Evakai, you're also to Abadim. So the lashon of Muteris is absolutely inappropriate. That's what we said from Rashi. Okay? That's what Rashi said. Rambam had a different spin on it. The Rambam held that in order to free a shifcha Knanis or an Evakananis, bless him, Michael, you must have a lashon of Hakanah. And when you say Hariat Muteris, Muteris does not do the job of Haknah. There is no Lashon of Haknah. That's what we said in the Rambam's shot as well. It's lacking the Lashon of Haknah. Fine. But we added a Kasha on Rashi, and that Kasha on Rashi was the following. According to Rashi, it seems very difficult that you cannot use the Lashon of Muteris by Avodim. Because a woman that gets divorced, she's Usher to Kohanim also. So what's the classic expression for get? Gupul shall get the Nishnim get not pehe. Hariat muteris b'chol adam. So why did you say muteris is inappropriate by a get? Because she becomes usher to Kohanim. That was the kata that we asked. So we said that the Miri says b'shem the Ravid, what does muteris mean? Why is muteris not good with lashon shtar shichur? Because what is a shtar shichur? Shtar shichur doesn't matter. What matters her? Going to the mikvah. So I want you to get that. There are three reasons why Hariat muteris b'chol adam is not good. According to Rashi, Muteris is bad because she's also the Avodah when she goes free. According to the Rambam, there's no Lashon Haknah. According to the Miri B'Shem, the Ravid is that matter is wrong because the Star Shepherd doesn't matter going to the Nikla matters. But nonetheless, we have the Kasha and Rashi. Oh, so we wanted to explain the following, and that is that when you're free in Evik 90, part of the description of the essence of freeing in Evik 90 or Shepherd Kananis is that she becomes also to Avodah. That is part of the definition, the essence of freeing a Shifcha Knanis. That is mamish part of the essence of it. And therefore, if you use an expression of muteris, forget about it. Because part of the essence of freeing an Eved Kenani is that she's usher now to avadu. She's a free person. She's only mutter to people that are free. And therefore, since it's part of the essence of the freedom, the emancipation of an Eved Kenani, therefore the lashon muteris is absolutely inappropriate. However, when it comes to Gerisha, we don't describe a divorce that now you, the woman that's been divorced, unfortunately, God forbid, now you are usher to Kohanim. We describe a get as now she's muteris to other men, and outgrowth of the get is she's usher to Kohanim. We don't describe the essence of a get being that she's usher to Kohanim. It's an outgrowth, and therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be not the actual essence of the get, and therefore absolutely the expression of Hari Amuteris is appropriate, and that is actually Gufo Shel Get, because that releases the woman from the married man. Now we touched upon this, if you remember. Remember we said, where do we touch upon this? Is Hodas Baldin Kimeid and Dami acceptable by Gerushin? Remember we learned in Kedushin at Samachayim and Beis that Hodas Baldin is good by Dini Mominus, but it's not good if you cause a Chiyuv Lachrini. So if a woman says she's a Megureshis, is she believed or not? So Tosis and Gittin Adal Marav said, no, she's not, because it's Chav Lachrini. And what did the Ritva say later on at Samachayim and Beis? You remember we had the Ritva? Ritva said it's fine. It's not considered to be Chav Lachrini. And that fits well with what we're saying, because it's only an outgrowth. Tosis and Gittin happened to argue. And the Yad Ramah held like the Ritva that it's not Chav Lachrini, but why you not believe? Because she has a chazaka that she's married. She has a chazaka that she's married. She's in that presumption. We can only break that presumption with Aiden. So the Yad Ramah agreed with the Ritva that what? The Yad Ramah agreed with the Ritva that what? That it's not Chav Lachrini, but she's not believed because she can't break the presumption. Ritva held she's believed. Who else held she was believed? Who else, you remember? Rashi and Mishnah and Gittin, Pei Vav and Manav. They had two reasons. Sab Yado, to judge the cause of a woman is believed, to say she was divorced. And number two, what? The Svaro, the Asbal didn't come in for me. It's not Chav Lachrini. And moreover, you remember the kasha that we had on that Tysus? Tysus looks at what? What do we say? What do we say? What do we say the Nakuda the Machlaikis was? Do you look at the future, you'll look now? You remember that? Now, what does the Ritva and the Yad Ramah say? Now you're not being Mechayev Lachrini, because without the get, she'd be ushered to the Kohen anyway. She's not mutter to any man she wants. And Tosfos looks at the future, that if her husband would die, right, she would be mutter to a Kohen. So it's Takachav Lachrini. Remember that? We say, what's the Nakuda they're looking at? Is one looking at the future, or look at present? Tosfos looking at the future. Ritva and Yad Ramah looking now. But we say, Ben Kovach, the Shnaifos, that's how that's the Kash, and Tosfos, what that was, how on earth do you call that Chayev Lachrini? Let's say we're talking about a grusha the second time. Let's say she's getting divorced the second time, God forbid. Is that Chav Lachrini? She's usher anyway to a Kohen. She's a grusha already, no? So what kind of Chav Lachrini is that? Apparently, Tosfos talking about all cases. That was a stark attachment to the stipends that's all have other places. Fine, bite them. Number nine. What's the din? Legabe Kaisin, Lavda, Ainli Aisin, because Tazbir, and Tainus Amahalach. Let's just also know, just write in that question as well, what's the din of Ainli Aisik B'cha by a woman? Please just note that, okay? What's the din of Ainli Aisik B'cha by a woman? What's the din? Rosh for the same Hashem derived as a Farish, it's not a good get. Why? Because you're removing yourself from the woman. Gerishin required you must send her away. That was the Farish, the Rosh for Hashem derived. Who argued on that? On the Daf? Toysri Azokin said the Pharisee was a good get. So we said they were arguing whether Ainli Aisik B'cha is what? Is considered to be focused on it in removing him from her or removing her from him? Oh. Nonetheless, what's the story by Eved Kenani? What does the Gemara say, black on white on Bava Mevayis? Ainli Aisik B'cha, the Pharisee, is good. It's good. Ainli Aisik B'cha is absolutely good. Halacha L'maisa. Ainli Aisik B'cha is absolutely good. Okay? To free an Eved Kenani. But we said the following. What is this based on? So we said like this. Number one, Ein liyetzik b'cha does not work to be mafker a field. Does not work by kinyanim moment. What's the difference? Because an eved has das to be zochin himself. Therefore, ein liyetzik b'cha makes sense. Take yourself. Ariat las b'cha. A field, obviously, is an inanimate object, has no das. Therefore, it's meaningless to say ein liyetzik b'cha. That's number one, we said. Number two, we said that an Eved is Muchsuk Batsmoy. An Eved is the Chepetz HaNikna, and he is also what? The Gavra Koinet. So Ein Liyetz B'cha makes sense. By a field, the Chepetz is the field, and the Gavra is the one who's buying the field. They are two different Gufim. They're Gufim the Chlokim. Therefore, you cannot say Hariat La'atz B'cha. The Eved himself is the Chepetz and also the Gavra. So therefore, Ein Liyetz B'cha makes sense. By a field, it doesn't make sense. We said two different chilukim why Ein Liyetz B'cha wasn't good. Oh. However, let us point out, by a field, we said it wasn't good. Again, by Eved Kenani, it's good. Rabbeinu Tam added another reason why Ein Liyetz B'cha is good, by an Eved Kenani. Because he used an expression to say, for Yashar, Zachalo Shmaya L'chaiva the mitzvahs. When you say Ein Liyetz B'cha, you're Yisoycha from Shamayim, now he's chayvin all mitzvahs. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained the following chiddush, that in essence, when he goes to the mikveh, how do you become an Eved Kenani? Mila and Tfila. But really the mikveh, the original mikveh, is Mekadosh to Eved B'Kedush Yisrael. What's stopping him? The fact that he's an Eved from becoming a full-fledged Yid. Once you free him, therefore the Abdus implodes and becomes a B'Kedush Yisrael Memela. Therefore, the Lashon Ein Liyetz B'cha works because it removes the bialis over the Eved. And therefore, once the Avdus explodes, you become Kedushas Yisrael. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means, Zochalo Shmaya min HaMitzvos. Okay? This is what Lamaisi wanted to say. This is what Moshe Soloveitchik said. We said that was a bit difficult. Please get this. Why do we say it was difficult? Because that means what generates the Geiris? The original going to the mikveh, which is Shver. He went to the mikveh as an Eved. L'shem Avdus, he didn't go L'shem Kedushas Yisrael. So he said, the Rav said a different shot. What really generates the Geiris Dovin? The star. The star is like a star Geiris. The star is what generates the Geiris. And therefore, has really nothing to do with the Momentous. And therefore, what we assume is that once the star generates the Geiris, Hariat Pnei Chorin, Hariat La'atzmacha, Ein Liyetz B'cha means Yisrael Gomer. That's what Rabbeinu Tam means. That the star Shikra makes you Chayav in Mitzvahs, and therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that's why Ein Liyetz B'cha is considered to be a good Lashon. Rambam disagreed, because the Rambam said you need a Lashon of Akna. Rabbeinu Tam says you need a Lashon in that sense of Geiris. Oh. If that's the case, we explained, please get this, that's the case we explained the Shiloh and the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shtar Shichur, that what? Works for Geiris, but it's all or nothing. Meaning, if it doesn't work for the Geiris, you cannot splice the Dinim Omenis. And that was exactly the Shiloh in the Gemara. What was the Shiloh in the Gemara? You remember? What was the Shiloh in the Gemara? Hariat, if a man says to his wife, Hariat la'atzmacha, is that good or not? L'malacha kamar, or what? L'gufa kamar la. Remember that? So, can you what? According to the Rav's theory in the Rabbeinu Tam, can you get rid of the Dinim Omenis? Maybe you can't make him a full-fledged Yid. You won't free him completely, but can you get rid of the Dinim Omenis? No. According to the Rav, if the Shtar Shichur does not work as a Geiris, it's a nothing. That was the Shiloh in the Gemara. I'm sorry, the later Shiloh in the Gemara. Ein Liyetz B'cha, is it good by an Eved Kenani? What was the Shiloh? L'malacha kamara law, or what? L'gufo kamara law. What do you mean l'malacha? That's Gemara. What's, when the Gemara meant l'malacha, then it's not going to work. Remember that? The Rav said that side of the Gemara, l'malacha kamara, man, it's not going to work. Because if it doesn't work to Megara you, you cannot break it down and get rid of what? The Kenyan moment. That's exactly what the Rav said the Shad and the Shiloh and the Gemara was. Okay? And therefore we said what? That this would answer the Avnei Milum's Kasha. Because what's the Avnei Milum's Kasha? Please get this. You're Meshachar and Eved Kenani with the Shtar Shikra that's not written Lishma. What's the din, Jeremy? Bustle. Frek the Avnei Milum, let it be good what? To at least get rid of what? The Dinim Momentus. What does Shmuel say? Hamafker Abdo? What does Shmuel Shita in Gittin? Adam Lamaches. Mafker Abdo ain't Sarach Get Shikra. Once you're Mafker, the one Momentus, the Kinnisha goes up in smoke. So he asks a great kasha. If the starship was written shalom ishbah, fine, it doesn't get rid of the kinyan issa, but it gets rid of the kinyan moment, shouldn't it? If it gets rid of the kinyan moment, the kinyan issa should go up in smoke as well. What's the rav's terrence to that kasha, Avin William? That kasha doesn't start. Because the whole thing, it's all or nothing. If the star doesn't generate a geiris, a shikhar, it's a zero. It doesn't even work for the dinim omenis. And therefore, the whole kasha that Avin William doesn't start based on the rav's theory. You got that? That was the chiddush that we point out. What else do we point out from the rav? What else do we get out from the rav's chiddush? That the tzad in the Gemara of Lamalacha Kamar law, which meant what? What did Rav Shurkin ask? What do you mean Lamalacha Kamar law? How can you free it every tonight he's at, that he should keep his own salary? He has no yad, right? When does an Evik Tanani gain his own yad? Yitav v'yado, boin kachas, when you free him completely. How can the Gemara present a side of Lamalacha Kamar law? That's Rav Shurkin. What do you mean Lamalacha Kamar law? How does he accept the Lamalacha? How does he keep his own Lamalacha? Mashakon Evik Tanani, it's not a yad. That was Rav Shurkin's kasher. You remember that kasher? But what was Rav Shurkin assuming in that side of the Gemara? That when it said Lamalacha Kamar law, Taka worked, and he would get his Lamalacha. The Rav would say, no, what the Gemara meant to say is the whole thing is bogus. When it said Lamalacha Kamar law, it meant the whole thing is bogus. It's not good to free the guy. It's not good to give him a Lamalacha. The whole thing is zero. You follow me? That's what we said. You remember that? Rav Shurkin's Kokasha wouldn't start. Because he was interpreting the Gemara when it said Lamalacha Kamar law literally gets Lamalacha. No, the Rav said that configuration doesn't work, so it wouldn't even be Shayach. Yosef, you got it? Okay? Wouldn't even be Shayach. That's when we point out a chiddush of the Rav that the whole kasha of Rav Shurkin would start. It's a great kasha Rav Shurkin asked. Remember, yes, what's a Shayach to put a star in Malacha? You still own the guy, where's his Evit? Where's his yacht? That he could get to keep his own salary. He's not completely free. Oh, fine. That's what's our chiddush we said from the Rav. Please get that. Let's go, Viper. That answer's 9. 10. Let's go. Please, in 9, also get the din. Chaz are over Shabbos. You got all the questions. That's why I wanted to get all the questions. You got to remember and work the order of the page. So you can go over Shabbos. In 9, put in also what's the din in the Yesef of Ayanisha. Okay? 5. 10. What was our Mahalach Lagabi Bricha from an Evid from a Goy? The Gemara proved from a Brisa that if you say Elisik because it's a good Lashon Shikra, it said when you escape, you said to your Evikai, when you escape from the Goy, I don't want anything to do with you. The Shaila was, when does the Shikra Chal? So Tysus, the second Tysus here, pointed out very beautifully that the shikhar happens when he actually what? Escapes from the goy. It does not happen l'mafreya from the time that he left the auspices of the yid. Because if that would be the case, he wouldn't have been able to what? He wouldn't have been able to sell the Evik Tanani. Correct? Because once an Evik Tanani goes free, he's chayven all mitzvahs. Once he's chayven all mitzvahs, you can't free a guy. That's a gemara in Gittin. Once he goes free, you can't sell him anymore. So therefore, Tosfos says, and it would be what be bad for the master if he wrote it to him, Kodem Shemachro, because he wouldn't be able to sell him. So Tosfos pointed out, when is the Shikhar Chal? Please get it. Not from Afreya from the time that what? He sold him, but from the time he escapes from the Goy. Because if it's Chal from Afreya, the Bechira wouldn't have been Chal. Because once he's free from Afreya, that means he's Chal in Mitzvahs, therefore he wouldn't be able to sell him. Moreover, once you're free, you don't have the auspices to sell him also, right? So that's what we said, Pshat and Tosfos. What was the difficulty with that, we said? Kalsa Kinyana. Kalsa Kinyana. You cannot have a gap between the Maisik Kinyan and the Chalosa Kinyan. The Maisik Kinyan was when you gave him the Star Shikhar right away when you sold him. And then it's the Chalos can be when he escaped months later from the Goy. How could that be Chal? Very, very difficult, we said. That was one major problem in the Tosfos. We know, the Gemara writes in Baba Kama, if you steal from someone and he's not Mishayish, Gezovel and Mishayish or Avalin, what's the din? Shneim and Yocholak Yisho. Zelofish and Shlo, Zelofish and Meshuso. If you steal something, Greg, you can't be Makish if you stole it from Noam. It's not yours. Noam can't be Makish, not in his domain. How is this Chal? The Evik Tanani wasn't in his what? His Meshus when it's going to be Chal. It's a problem of Kalsa Kinyana. It's a problem of not being in his domain. What's the Pshat? So we said, Those are the two kashas we have. Kolter Kinyana, and what else? Not for Shuso. Teretz is that Eved Kenani Yeshichur is not a Kinyan. It's a Chalois. It's a Chalois like a get. Therefore, since not subject to the regular Dinim Kinyanim, it activates Dinim, and therefore, you can free him against his will. It's not a Haknas Mamun. You don't find Haknas Ba'akorch and Dinim Mamunis. So you see that it's like Get Isha. It's a Din Issa like Get Isha. It's not Haknas Mamun. The Neilut, not subject to all the din, regular rules and regulations of regular Kinyanim Noam. And therefore what? Natan. And therefore what? There's no problem called Kinyana. And therefore what? There is no requirement that it should be in your domain. That's number one, Mahalik. Please get this. Number two, what do we say you see from this Taisus? Please get it. What do you say we said you see from this Taisus? What's the din of Pli Star Shichrure Me'al Gabi Akarka? Please get it. What's the din of Pli Gitnich Me'al Gabi Akarka? The man says to his wife, who wants a divorce, to pick the get up from the ground. Is that good? Yes or no? Muslim in Atayrak, Murn Gitnayim Chesam Anal. We learned that. Please, Gitnich Me'al Gabi Akarka is bad. What's the din of Gabi Shtar Shichur? Ritva says, Befeir Shikidushkin Chav Gimel in the base, that Tul Shichurek Me'al Gabi Akarka does not work. However, Yesh Taisvis, in Gittin Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that writes the Feirish, that there is no problem of Pli Shichurech Me'al Gabi Akarka. Taisin Gittin. So we said, is this a problem of Pli Shichurech Me'al Gabi Akarka? Because when is it going to be Chal? Isn't it going to be Chal much later on? And when it's Chal, it's already been what? It's already left the master's hand. So we said very easily, who asked this Kasha? The Machne asked this Kasha, no? I believe it was the Machne, is that correct? Yeah, the Machne asked this Kasha on the Taisus. So we answered, no problem, Taisus L'shitaso. Taisus L'shitaso, and Rav Lichtenstein pointed out also, Taisus in B'metzia Chafam and Aleph also seems to say that there's a din of what? Eidiv B'chasum and Zachalom by Avodin. Taisus says, Pli Gitach Me'akar, nothing pops on the Shikr. There's no din to see it. Eidiv B'chasum and Zachalom Shach B'shtar Shikr Midr Obama. Taisa B'metzia Dachof says that you can be what? You can mishach with the other through the signatures. There's not even a din nesina. At least mid the Rabbanan, he writes. Mid the Rabbanan is shayach to say star shichur mid the Rabbanan. But you see the Taisa L'shitaso might hold that Pli shichurech le'agavakar karka is good because there's no din in nesina. Aye! Isn't there a din of la? Do we equate all the dinim? L'gavi had to make up the star, but not the opi of what? The nesina. That's what we said to solve that. Rabbi Kivager writes, and the Ritva writes, no, we make an equation completely, just like there's a problem of Pli Giteich Me'al Gabi Akarka, there's also a problem of Pli Shtar Shikoret Me'al Gabi Akarka, we equate the two. But we said in Taisus you could break the equation, right? That's a one way of quickly answering the Machlis Kasha. What was the other way, Mikey, you remember? What was the other way? We said a pshat from Rebbe Chulam. What was the pshat from Rebbe Chulam? Rebbe Chulam Basim is a tzal, great going. How do you understand the din of Yad Evik Yad Rabo? Mashakon Evik Kana Rabo. How do you understand that? Please get this. Very important. Once you get the whole shtickle. What do we say? Either you could say one way is to say it that he has no Evik. He has no Yad. Goes directly to the master. You remember this type of Chakir we had before the Bechina, right? The Gabi was Ramon Raiva. The Gabi the Ishin, right? The Nara, right? So do you say Yad Evik Yad Rabo? Mashakon Evik Kana Rabo means that he has no Yad on his own. Goes right to the Meshach. Oh no, he had the Yad. Just goes to the Yad of the Evid, it goes right to the other. So we like the second approach better, said Rabbi Chanan. Why? Because what does the Gemara say to Feirish? And Chav Gimel and Beis, what does it say? Can a person give a Matana to an Evid Kanani Amanath that the Master shouldn't get it? Yes. That slam dunk shows that what, Aaron? He has his own Yad, is that correct? Otherwise, if he had no Yad, you couldn't be able to work that. Oh. That's the case. We said the following Chiddush. So he has his own Yad. So why do you need the Svar of what? Kif Yod Avon Kachas. He has his own Yad. Why do you need it? So what do we say the chat was? What did Rabbi Chanan say? Why do you know Kif Yod Avon Kachas? To solve what problem? Chotash Shoshne Shushutkin. Ain't Konin Zemizet. Remember where we had that in Daf Chesem and Beis? Remember that ain't that? Chotash Shoshne Shushutkin. We own a parking lot together in Manhattan. I can't sell it to you directly. And you do a Kinyan. Why is that? Because I'm always attached to it. You got to do it through a third party. You have to remove it from me first, Michael, and then buy it from me. You can't directly buy it from me. We said the Gemara said the Perush. Because it's a chesar and a mesiras bailus. I have to give it over to you, to Jay-Z, and then you buy it from him. You buy it directly from him, I'm still attached to it all the time. There's no mesiras bailus. So too, if an Eved Kenani is given a get by his master, there's a problem here. There's no mesiras bailus. It's always attached to you. What solves that problem, Mati? Get to be on a boin kakas. Get to be on a boin kakas solves the problem of a lack of mesiras bailus. That's the case. So we said also here that would answer the Maknas Kasha. Why would it answer the Maknas Kasha? Because what does the Makna ask? Should be a problem of Fleshi Chorech Me'agadei Akarka. We said that what? We said here all you need, even though there's the Chesaron of Chatzos Shnei Shlufin Mekinyan, nevertheless there's a Nesinin. There's a Kabbalah to Evid. There's a Kabbalah of Yevid originally. There was a Kabbalah of Yevid. And therefore, even though it's dummy to Chatzos Shlufin, nevertheless it's considered to be Nesina, and there's no Chesaron of Fleshi Chorech Me'agadei Akarka. Even though it's not Zoich until he gets the Chalais, then we say Gitavon on Moin Kachas when the Chalais happens. But since the Nesina was already, we assume there's no Chesaron of Fleshi Chorech Me'agadei Akarka. Because the word is because even though there's a problem of Chatzos Shnei Shlufin, but there was a physical Nesina already. Even though Chalos happens later, Gitavon on Magachas will solve that problem. But the Nesina that was already is not constituted as what? As Fleshi Chorech Me'agadei Akarka. Okay, because of what we consider it to be like there was in the scene already, and the chalais just happens later. We don't divorce the two so to that degree. It could very well go with what we had just said earlier, that Shtar Shikra is not a Kenyan. Therefore, we allow this type of Nesina to be qualified, or it works, because in Kinyanim we wouldn't allow it. There's a lack of a Mesiris Bailus. But here, since by Shtar Shikra is not Kinyanim, this Nesina alone is not considered to be deficient. And therefore, it's enough to fulfill the notion that there's no concern of Mesiras Bailus. That's the way I think you have to embellish this Rav Elchanan and to solve the problem of Chatzos Shnei Shutvin. Because Chatzos Shnei Shutvin is a problem in Hichos HaKnos Mamon. Here it's different. It's different. The scene is enough to get the job done. And therefore, even though Shikra happens later, that's keeping the owner of Mankakas. And therefore, it's still not a promise of Fleshi Chorech Me'agadei Akarka. Why not? Because there wasn't a scene. There was an issue. Okay. Very good. That answers number what? 11. Let's go. 11. We had a machloikis between the Rav and Rabbi Yoshev. Remember, Monty, I asked you to ask him? Who else did I ask to ask him? Yosef, both of you didn't get into Rabbi Yoshev. How could you not do it? You tried, right? You did try. All right. See, if I was in Eretz Yisrael, I would have been with Zalman Nechemiah. Maybe I would have been able to go with Zalman Nechemiah. Okay. What did Rebbe Yoshev write? What did Rebbe Yoshev write when you say in Eisek B'chol? What did Rebbe Yoshev want to be Mechadish? Chiddush Nifla, we said. Just smack against the rope. He was bothered by the following. I can't believe, why should Eimli Eisek B'chol be good by an Eved Kenani? It's not good by a woman. Why don't we say law? Don't we equate the dinim? He's assuming like the Rashi in the name of the Raya. The name is because not good for Gerushin, so it's not good for what? Shouldn't be good for Eved Kenani. How is it good? So what did he answer? What did he want to say? This is in the Shiloh of the Gemara. Lumaskan, it's good, of course, Eimli Yisrael by Eved Kenani. But the Gemara had a sad to say it shouldn't be good. Frekta Kasha. And the Gemara had a side to say it should be good. Right? Two stutters. He said, slam dunk, it shouldn't be good. It's not good for Gerushin, so it shouldn't be good for Eved Kenani. So he wanted to suggest the following. Please get it. He wanted to say it should at least work for the Kenyan Mammon, to get rid of the Kenyan Mammon. Will not get rid of the Kenyan Issur, but it'll get rid of the Kenyan Mammon. So the Gemara poses the following Shiloh. Eimli Yisrael B'chol is what? Is not good to get rid of the Kenyan Issur, but it's good to get rid of the Kenyan Mammon, or is it completely good? More answers, is completely good. But Rabbi Yoshev in the Havamin and the Shaiva learned Then when the Gemara said Ein Leis, of course, bad, it meant bad only halfway Lagabi the Yisr. But Lagabi the Mamon, it should be what? Should be good to get rid of the Kinyan Mamon. What did the Rav say about that? When the Gemara said the Malacha Kamar Law, what did the Rav say in Rabbeinu Tam? That what? What does the Shtar do, Avi? Generate the Gerus. If it doesn't generate the Gerus, then you can't splice. The whole thing goes up in smoke. And when it said the Malacha Kamar Law, what did it mean? And then it was zero. It's a zero. Doesn't help to get rid of the Kinyan Yisr, doesn't help to get rid of the Kinyan Mamon. What emerges in Machlek is the Rav and Rabbi Yosha. How to learn the Shaila of the Gemara when it said Ein Li Esek B'cha. The Tzad and the Gemara of Ein Li Esek B'cha, where the Gemara poses the Shaila that maybe it's bad, the Malacha Kamala, which means it's bad, Rabbi Yosha says splice it. It's not good for the Kinyan Yisr, but it's good for the Kinyan Mamon. The Rav said, Chas V'Shalom, quick for a minute of time, the whole starts to generate the Gerus. If it doesn't generate the Gerus, the whole thing goes up in smoke. And we said with the Rav's shot, that solved Rav Shurkin's kasha. Because what was Rav Shurkin's kasha? How can you have a scenario of Lomalacha Kamala that he gets his own Kinyan Mamon? He doesn't have a yad, right? So according to the Rav's shot, that Shaila doesn't what? That kasha doesn't start. Because when it said Ein Leis B'cha, what did it say, Johnny? Then it's nothing. If you say like Rav Yosef's shot, remember we said you got to ask him? What did we say we got to ask him, Mati? If you say it when Rabbi Yossi fell, Ein Leis B'cha, that side of the Gemara is good for the Kinyan Mamon. How is he calling his own Kinyan Mamon? He has no yad. What do you want to say? He has two hands? Remember we described that? Remember we said maybe he has two hands, a hand for a Kinyan Mamon, a hand for a Kinyan Yisr? Very difficult, we thought. That's the Machloikis. Please don't confuse it. Kaz are inside. And with the notes. Ein Leis B'cha L'maskan is good for him. But the Gemara posed the Shiloh. On the side that was bad, what did it mean it was bad? The Rav said it was completely bad. Rabbi Yosha said he make a split. He say like Rabbi Yosha, where's the yad? Can he be kind of? According to the Rav, Chad and Rabbeinu Tam, to start Gerus. The Gerus not good, the old Kinyan Mamon goes up and smoke as well. That's how the Rav answered the Avin Bloom's kasha. Fine. 12. What's the mahalach that we said in the Din of Tokhari Hibur? We're just finishing one now. Probably we're finishing two. Okay. What's the ma'alach of Tochel Yibur? Tayrus, nothing like the Tayrus. Off. What do we say regarding Tochel Yibur? We have Machlaikis, Tanoim, and Bava Meralev, Mishnah Maishasheni, if you recall. Remember I asked you what the Makar was? Is it Mishnah Maishasheni? What was it doing in Maishasheni? Someone's got to remember that. What was it doing in Maishasheni? Remember we said it in Shir? No? What's the story? What's it doing to Maisha Shani? You remember? I forgot myself now. You were potted fruit. No, you were potted fruit at the coins. Right? The notion of Asukin Bosuinian, Tokin Edibor, that we had on Bava Manav. According to Rabbi Yossi, if the man's talking about with a woman, to Mekadosh a woman, and he slips through the ring, is that good? Rabbi Yossi says, Dayo. What a review to say the Tana? Sarek Lafarish. Right? On Bava Manav, the topic of Asukin Bosuinian. Then we had a further machlokes amoraim. Is Asukin Bosuinian mean the Inuinian Bosuinian? Or does it mean only Asukin Bosuinian? Can you talk about a different topic in the middle, like the Ksuba? Remember we had that? So it's a Mishnah Maisha Shani talking about being potter fruit, and if you're talking about doing it, and then you what? And then you do it, is that considered to be good? So we paskin Ladina that if a man is talking to a woman about marriage and he slips her a ring, it's fine. Considered to be fine. And he doesn't have to say a lashon of hara mekudeshesli. That was the chiddush we said. That was the chiddush. And we said that this is a spin-off, an outgrowth of the principle of tokei dibur kedibur domi. There is a principle that exists in Shas. Let's get it. Mora says in Bava Basra, Adap Kukov Testament Beis, and in Nidorim Adap Beizayin Amral, that there is a principle called Tokhe de Dibur Ki Dibur Domi. Chutz me four cases. Gittin, Kedushin, Avodah Zarah, and Megadeh. And we said there are two approaches to view Tokhe de Dibur. In fact, we said anytime you have a Kapha Dimyo, where there is an equation, there are two approaches to every time you have an equation. What are the two approaches, truly? Either it's literal, or it's not literal. So the first approach is that Tokhe de Dibur means you finish a statement, You have a period. You have 3 seconds later. You have 3 seconds, the amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori, to add on to the statement. That's one approach. The other approach is that it's a schus chazar. Really, you're done with the statement, but you were given a privilege to retract. Okay? Two different approaches to Tokhari Dibur. We wanted to say slam dunk, the first approach is for sure right. Question is there a second approach, that second one? Why was that slam dunk? Because Gemara is the case in the Darim, God forbid, that a son tore a kriya for his dad, thought his dad had died, and his dad had not died at the time of the kriya, but his dad dies within 3 seconds after the kriya. The Gemara says that's good. Your yikes is on a kriya. Even though the kriya technically was done before the death. You see clearly that Tokhari Dibur means an extension. There's no notion of retracting over there. So he said slam dunk is certainly the first approach of extension. Where does the second approach come up? So we had a few different nafkaminas. I want you to get them. One nafkamina was the institution of Tokhari Dibur. Is it considered to be what? What is the reason of the exceptions? Is that a diraisa? The Ran says, yes, it is a diraisa. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Or is it considered to be what? Or is it considered to be a dindarabana, a chumrah? Will be machmer that get is good. Will be machmer that what? The Kedushin was good. We'll be machmer this guy did Gidu Megadeh. We'll be machmer this guy did Avodah Zarah. It's all a chumrah. Meikar Adin. What's the din? Meikar Adin. The halacha is that what? Is that it really shouldn't be acceptable, your statement, after the period. So get that. If you hold like the first approach that Tokhari Dibur is an extension of the first statement, then all these exceptions are a din d'rabbanan. Because there should be no exceptions. We always should have an extension. Why do you cut it off by these four? Dindur Abana. According to the second approach, that it's a privilege to retract, this privilege was not granted by these four categories, because these four categories are too serious. Therefore, you were not given the ability to retract by these four categories. That's number one, not given. Number two. Was Tokhari Dibur a takana that if you're buying something in the store and you see a Rebbe and you want to say hi to your Rebbe, but you gave the cash over to the grocer, it's too late. The grocer says, it's too late. But I said hi to my Rebbe, too late. So the Chum gave you a takana to say hi to your Rebbe, you still have the ability to retract from the purchase. That's one possibility. You see clearly that it's a retraction. And the other possibility was from the Abbas then quoted by the Ramban and the Chidushim of Abbasah that said what? You meet President Bush while you're saying Kriya Shema. Are you allowed to greet him? Yes. That's the explanation of Tokhari Dibur. What does one have to do with the other? It's apples and oranges. Absolutely not. Tokhari Dibur is an extension of your statement. When you're reading Kriya Shema and President Bush comes in, we don't view it as a hesek. It's an extension of your words of Kriya Shema. Therefore, it does not create a hefsek. It does not create a hefsek. Therefore, we said in the whole makar of the din, you see these two approaches. And number three, a third nafkamina, the Ritvin Bob Metziah, where the Gemara says, you're a person that wants to retrieve your lost object, you're a tricker, you're a Ramai, or you're accused to be a Ramai. So you want to bring two Adim that say you're not a Ramai. I bring the two Adim in, and they say by mistake he's a Ramai. The Gemara says, and then they quickly change their mind and say, no, he's a good guy. So the Gemara writes, Lo Mistabra Inshe, Lamaisi Chovosol Anashe. Now Mistabra, a guy would bring what? Why would I bring two guys to go to my detriment? Obviously what they said afterwards is telling the truth. Correct the ripple, why do you have to come out of that? Why don't you just say Tokhari Dibur? Right? Why do you have to come out of this new cloud that no one will bring something bad against them? Right? Just come out of Tokhari Dibur. What's the terrors? You can't say Tokhari Dibur if they retract out of fear. They're afraid that I'm going to penalize them. How can they do such a thing? Embarrass me like that. You're not granted the privilege of retraction of Tokhari Dibur when you do it out of fear. The Ritva clearly holds retraction theory. You hold like the first approach, extension. What should it make a difference? So he said, clearly the first approach exists. The question for the second approach exists as well.
We said this whole mahalach to have an understanding of a sukkah mosolinian. Because a sukkah mosolinian is an actual extension of Tokhle Dibor. And if you say the Idlin mosolinian, it's an extension of an extension. It's like three different windows of time. Tokhle Dibor, sukkah mosolinian, the Idlin mosolinian. The question is, to what degree are you going to take this? That's why we explore the lumbus of Tokhle Dibor. Fighter. Shir two b'chazover. Let's go. Okay. What time should we start shir on Sunday? 11:30? What do you say? Regular time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Ari, what should you say? 9 o'clock. 3 hours. 3 hour marathon. What do you say? 4 hours. 9 to 1. No? Too long. Right, we'll do 11:30 to 1. And whenever we finish, we finish it. I think Dav Zayin, though, should be fresh enough in our memories. All those cases. The Arid, the Knaini, Midin Shneim, Adam Choshev. So I'm going to take a license to ask, I don't know, I'll decide on Sunday how many questions from Dav Zayin. Okay? But we'll have to your regular time on Sunday, okay? Sorry, Arid. Okay. All right, let's go number one. What is the chiluk between Dav Bavum and Beis? What did you say, Aaron? Oh, okay. Now we'll do regular time. Okay, you give time to chash. What's the chiluk between Davov and Mekadesh Bemilveh and Dav Mem Zayin Mekadesh Bemilveh? Abaye was Vav and Beis. Mekadesh Bemilveh is not a good kedushin. Rav was Mem Zayin and Manal. Mekadesh Bemilveh is not a good kedushin. Rav was a first generation Amora. Abaye lived a little bit later. What does Abaye need to watch, say what Rav said? In fact, he doesn't even quote Rav. Number one. Number two, Rav says, why is it not good? Mekadesh Bemilveh, because Milveh lo tzah nitna. Why doesn't Abaye say Milvalot son Nitna here? That was our second kasha. So the Rav and Rav Shurkin both said the same shot. Beautiful shot. There's a fundamental distinction between Daf Mem Bavim and Beis Ar Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. On Mem Zayin Amud Aleph by Rav, he's trying to mekadesh the woman with the $5 bill that he lent her. And the Gemara says, well, you know what? That's not a good kedushin because Milvalot son Nitna. Even though she's holding the $5 bill, we assume it goes up in smoke. Because she doesn't have to give the same $5 bill back to you. Therefore, the Kaddish B'milv is not a good condition because of what, Eric? Milva lo tzah nitna. And then we had a whole extension of that. You please kazer your notes. As I always say, this is a guy who can't kazer every nekuda. But we said that Rashi, what's the story to say Milva lav lo tzah nitna? Does it mean that what? You can't spend the money? So we said that Pnei Yoshua said that what did you borrow the money for? Right? So he said that Tosh Riyad Zakein and the Tosh Yishonim said it means whose Rishus is it in? Whose Rishus is it in? Nonetheless, that's regarding the Sheet of Milva Lav Lo Tzah Nitna. But regarding the Sheet of Milva Lo Tzah Nitna, even if she's holding the $5 bill, it's not a good Kedushin because it goes up in smoke. She doesn't have to give it back the same $5 bill. That's Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. However, by our sugya and Bava Mbeis, we talk about a different scenario. And that scenario runs like this. You're not trying to mekadesh with the $5 bill you gave her. You're trying to mekadesh her with that esoteric chov that exists. That conceptual chov that exists. That intangible concept of halvah. And on that, that's what you're trying to mekadesh her with, the chov and the shibunim that it has. Not on the money. Comes Abaye and says, you should know that's not a good kedushin as well. And therefore we said, that's why he does not mention the expression of what? Milva lo tzah nitna, because you're not talking about the concrete $5 bill. You're talking about the esoteric chov. And on that esoteric chov, you're not being the kaddish a woman, because it doesn't work. Okay? That's why Milva lo tzah nitna does not appear in our Gemara. And we said it's not a kol shekein. Because the $5 bill is one thing. You're not yoytze because you're not mekadesh because of Milvalot Tzah Nitna. But if you attempt to mekadesh on the esoteric chov, maybe that's different. Comes up by and says not a good kedushin. Very critical. Please get that. Okay, number two. What's the mahalach we said b'shem the rub between Moz and Kinyan Kesef? Oh. So here we pointed out the following. Here we pointed out that the Rambam is very, very unique. Please get this. If you're Makadosh B'milva, it's not a good Kedushin. But what does the Rambam Paskin in Hilchos Mechira? Johnny? Necher is nicknamed the Mahavah, right? I want to buy your parking lot. You owe me $100,000. I say, you know what, Johnny? I want to buy your parking lot. Is Necher nicknamed? Can you buy something through a loan? Rambam says yes. Rambam says yes. And the Ravid says, what are you talking about? Milvalot son Nivda. So we solve the Rambam by saying the following. When the Rambam says Mechers Nikta Balboa, that's when you buy the parking lot with the loan. The esoteric loan, not the cash. So therefore the Rambam writes, by Mechers Nikta Balboa, because you can be kona something through the esoteric hole. But David, you cannot be Mekadosh a woman with an esoteric hole because you have to give her the Sinish Yeshua what? Hana. Excellent. You're not giving her Hana. That's why the Rambam splits between Mechers and Milva Kana, please get it. Whereas Mekadosh B'milva is not good. Oh. And we said the following. We said there is a Rambam that writes that if someone wants to buy from you, Johnny, the barrel of wine through, and you owe him money, Rambam writes, Halacha L'maaseh, that once you do the job, you cannot be chozer bo. And if someone is chozer bo, who wanted to buy it from you, Johnny, he gets a mishapara. What's a mishapara? A curse. What's the din? By the metalphalin? A curse from the Dora Mabel, Dora Flugga. By metalphalin, how do you cone a metalphalin? Midyaraisa with kesef. Midyarabana with what? Mashicha. They got rid of kesef because nishrafukhatecha, ba'aliyah. The bushels of corn are going to burn. You're not going to save it. However, the Chum said it's not yours anymore. It's still the original guy's. Chum said it's still yours. And therefore he's going to motivate you to save it, right? You got to get that. The Rabbanan, Mafkia, Kinin, Kesef, by Matapur. You need Mashiachet. Because if you bought it with Kesef, and he waits 3 weeks to pick it up, and there's a fire in the middle of 3 weeks, the guy won't stop. The guy who's at the silo is not going to save it. It's not his, he thinks. Rabbanan say it is yours. It's not the Konas until he does a Mashiachet. However, if one of the two parties pulls out after the money's been given, what does the guy receive? A mishapara. Rambam writes, Mecher also, a loan, you can also buy metalphalin with. And if you try to pull out after the money's given, the guy gets a mishapara. And the Rambam writes what word? Lefikach. What does lefikach mean? He bases himself from metalphalin to karka. And also by karka. There's no mishapara by karka. So what's the din by karka? Kesef works by karka, correct? Please get this. Kesef works by karka. Both of you write in the Rabbana. Rambam says, just like you can't back out by metalphalin, a guy gets a mishapara, you back out of the deal, but you get a mishapara. So too by karka, you can't back out once you do the sale with a loan. Why does the Rambam say lafika? That was one kasha. Please get this. Second kasha was, Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos. And if you write to love, you can buy metalphalin with kesef. Right? Why did he say Ma'os? Just say kesef. Second kasha. Third kasha. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say a smar on his own? He doesn't quote a pasuk. There's a pasuk we learned a couple of them now. Remember you read that, Tysus? Remember? Soros the kesef yichin that pasuk in Yirmiyahu? You can buy a field with kesef. Why doesn't he quote a pasuk? Rish Lakish quoted a pasuk regarding metalphalin, that you need mashicha. That was the third kasha. Remember we said? The lefikach. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say ma'os? And what else? And also what? Why did he quote a svara and not the pasuk? There was another kasha also as well, right? A down payment, remember? We said there's a split regarding a down payment when it comes to metalphalin and karka. You remember that? Erboni. Remember Erboni, Jeremy? Erboni. What was the expression by Erboni? You to put down a down payment by karka? Does the deal. God willing, you guys get married, you'll buy a home. You put down a mortgage. No one has the cash to pay for the whole thing. Right? Put down a mortgage, it's kind of the whole thing. Like I mean, metalphalin's only kona k'neged mishapara. Not kona the whole thing. That was the fourth kasha. Why is the down payment by karka work completely? For metalphalin only works according to what you put down. Four kashas. Please get it. What do we say? Said a gavalt kushtikotari from the Rav. The Rav pointed out, when it comes to metalfalin, what's the mechanics of kesef? Pirolo! You're buying the value of the movable object. You're buying the value of the movable object. Like the smog shot. By karka, kesef can be used in one of two ways. It can be used as piron, but it also can be used as maisa kinyan, kesef kinyan. Therefore, everything falls in the domino. You can't play dominoes based on gambling, right? But it falls like a domino. Why? Because ma'os, Rabbi Yochanan uses that phraseology because ma'os connotes pira'o. Kesef connotes ma'isa kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't use the pasuk because the pasuk by Karka is talking about ma'isa kinyan. He said his own svar because I'm a metalfalin. Why did he say lefikach? Because the basis of piron comes from the metalfalin. Then he says lefikach, if you do the same by karka, you can't back out of it. But the basis of it was from the metalfalin. And regarding a down payment, by karka, of course it's kona olmi, it's kesef kinyan. But by the metalfalin, it's connected to piron, so it's only according to how much you put down. And it's only a mishapara regarding that, not kona the whole thing. That explains number five. Please get this. That's what the Rav said is the difference between Vav and Mem Zayin. What's Mem Zayin? What is Mem Zayin? That's the essence of the difference between Vav and Mem Zayin. What's the difference? What's the difference between Vav and Mem Zayin? Abai by us, in Vav, is explaining what? What's the pshat? The chisaron is only by what? What's the chisaron? As Abaye says, he's talking about kashmir mechivas alva. Why are you not mekudeshes? Because you didn't give her something new. From the perspective of the maisa what? From the perspective of the maisa kinyan, that's a chisaron. You have to give her something new. But legabe what? Piron, which is a value, as long as you gave something, we don't care if you gave new or gave old, what should be the difference? And what do we say by a woman? Why is a woman not considered to be good for the Kedushin purpose? Because by a woman it's not shy to say you pay her what? You pay her value. And therefore you hold like the Taz. And therefore what? Mekadesh Bahana, the Mekadesh Benilva is what? What's the din? It's Ein Mekudesh, it's not above the face. Because it can't be what? Can't be Piron. Because she has no shovi. She's priceless. Like the Taz said. Therefore, it's got to be a Maisa Kinyan. Well, you didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. When you gave the original money, it was a loan. That's how we explain the difference between Bob and Ben Zion as well. Because in the context of what? It's got to be a case of shovi. And if shovi doesn't work. I'm sorry, it cannot be a case of shovi, because a woman is priceless. So it can't be shovi, so it can't be kesef piron, because there's no maisa kinyan. And there was no maisa kinyan. You gave them money originally for a loan. That was the knesh that he added on of bubble and base. Okay? We got that? We got to know that. That's the difference. I remember Shepard many times. Rav said many times, kesef kinyan, mos konos. Different. I wrote most Amen Kodesh because we wrote one of them in Makia. They're different concepts. Explains it beautifully. Karka, you can do both tracks. Metalfa can only do one. Makes sense. Okay? That answers which one? Number two. Excellent. Okay. Number three, real quick. Now we got to do Chumash. Very quick. And anyone who wants can come 1 o'clock in the third floor first for the gambling shit. We went through the highlights, but so we'll go through it by Amkis Bezhashev. We'll do it all completely because we did Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We broke it up over the week. You want it? You can. Okay. And June is May 29th. 12:30 to 1:30, we'll be learning the other Yichud, the end of the Sefer.
So anyone can make it, please come.
And everyone's got to be to the chino Monday morning, 10 o'clock. Tell the guys, everyone's got to take it. Okay? Okay. Very quickly. What are the two approaches to acquiring a loan? How does it work? Please get it. How do you acquire this esoteric thing called a loan, a chol? How do you do it? One of two ways. Please get it. Either your mocha through mechila. And the mechila is if you what? Is if you gave me the money. I lent Jay-Z money. It's if he gave me the money. Mechila. Or no! It is if he actually gave me an esoteric concept. To be kona the chepitz or makadosh a woman. It's like you gave me something. It's kind of like we learned from the Mishnah in Shviz. That if you have some credit that you owe a store money, does Shviz meshamet that? No. But if you convert it into a loan, right, it is meshamet it. The conversion alone makes it like a new, intangible, and esoteric like giving. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Please get them. Can a gizbar of hektish, a gavai staka, or an apitropis, can they acquire items for hektish, for poor people, for the assoma with a loan? Can they acquire what? What's the din? Can they be kind of what? A chepitz, the nova. Can they become an object with a loan? Meaning they're owed money. If you go with the first approach, that it's an issue of mechila, of course they can. They don't have the ability to be moko v'chobos, that the anim are owed money, that hektish is owed money, the assom are owed money. If it's through mechila, they can't do it. But if it's a notion of buying something, then absolutely the gizbar, the apitropos have it in their power to buy something for hektish stuck in for assom. They have it in their power to do it. And therefore it would work. Now in our sugya, how does Rashi translate Mekadosh B'milva? B'monish O'visicha. What's the mashmos? B'nesin Eschol. Rashi doesn't say the word mechila here. But in Subis we said in Ayin Dalet, Amin Alp, he writes mechila. So it's clear Rashi in our sugya goes with the notion of giving the chol over. They're trying to give the woman the chol. She owes me money. So I give her the chol. Not through mechila. Through giving the chol. Rashi seems to say about giving the call, whereas in Ksubis he says mechila. And the truth of the matter is, we said, if it's working through mechila, it's very difficult. Why is it difficult? Please get this nekuda. Why is it difficult? Because if you're Mekadosh B'milva, why don't we say it's a good kedushin? Let it work through Hanas Mechila's call. Every Mekadosh B'milva should work through Hanas Mechila's call. What's the terek to that? So you have to tell me that what? You need the lashon. You have to mekadesh with the lashon of mechilas chol. And since you didn't say mekadesh with mechilas hanah, therefore it's not a good kedushin. That's very severe, we said. What should it make a difference on the lashon? Because what does the Gemara say in kedushin lem chesam anal? If you're mekadesh a woman with the star shalol lishma, star kedushin was written shalol lishma, the Gemara says if it's worth the fruit, it's good. But you said star. How can you go back to the track of kesam? Right? So you see, as long as general kavanah of kedushin, shouldn't make a difference which track you had in mind. Right? So it's very shmir to say, you work at the first approach, that it's mechila, you can ask the following kasha. Mekadosh b'mechila. Mekadosh b'milva. Why is mekadosh b'milva bad? It should be good by the kadosh b'anos milva. Should be good by anos milva. Oh, you'll tell me it's not good because you didn't elucidate that? Who cares? You don't always have to elucidate it. You see in the Memchesim and Aleph that you try to mekadosh the star was bad, you fall back on kesh, as long as it's worth the shovel kutzit. Unless you want to distinguish and say to fall back from one track of star to Kesef you can do, but within Kesef you can't. Remember we said that, Svara? Within Kesef you can't fall back one case against one other case against another. That's already too difficult. Oh, fine. So we'll pick it up with four. Let's go to Chumash. Very briefly.